Taking his weapon out, one of the men lifted his sword over his head while eyeing Evanda.
"You need to learn some respect, little girl."
And with a swing of his sword, the lock snapped off. Two of the men grabbed Evanda's cage and flipped it over so that the door swung open and hung straight down to the ground. After some serious shaking by the men, the numb fell out and onto the flattened grass.
"Leave me alone!" she screamed.
Pulling at her arms and hair, the men quickly got her under control. However, she was not yet done fighting. She hated the feeling of being at the mercy of others, especially when being physically restrained. With her instincts of self-survival, she began kicking, biting, and spinning out of their grasp. Within a minute, she was free and turned to make a break for it, but it simply was not meant to be. Two of the men jumped on her from behind, landing on top of her. Evanda fell hard on her front with one man on her back and the other on her legs. She had been captured once again, but this time by a man she had just given a bloody nose, and another she had bit a chunk out of his arm. One soldier grabbed her hair and pushed her face into the ground to keep her from biting again. Things were not looking good for her. As if it wasn't bad enough, Evanda noticed a set of white leather boots walking up to her. The boots were not standard regulation for any army she had ever seen. They were expensive and elegant. The owner of the boots walked right up next to Evanda's face before stating,
"Tie her up and put her in my tent. I may have use for her later when I return from battle."
Shifting her head, Evanda glared up at the owner of the white footwear. Towering over the numb was a thin man in white robes, with a white beard and globes of solid white for eyes. She had seen this man once before in Woodland, while in disguise as the Terra King. Darkmere had arrived.